Blackstone Audio presents The Commitment by Dan Savage. This book was read by Paul Michael Garcia. Part 1. Proposals. 1. Road trip. I can't shake the feeling that I've lived this moment before. Maybe that's because, like Jennifer Lopez walking into divorce court, I have lived this moment before, over and over, again and again, for close to 10 years now. Consequently, a sense of dread creeps over me when I'm about to get into a car with my boyfriend Terry, for I know that just as soon as I buckle my seatbelt, he will inflict the same headache on me that he's inflicted on me hundreds of times before. It's a pounding headache that prevents me from reading or sleeping or doing anything at all, anything that is, except for fantasizing about the elaborate murder-slash-suicide that presents the only hope of ending this misery. For I know that just as soon as I get into the passenger seat, the car's resident disc jockey, that would be Terry, who operated a pile driver in a previous life or will in a subsequent one, will begin blasting loud, monotonous dance music through speakers inches from my ears. Lately I've been treated to worse than dance music, which, as much as I may hate it, I have some sort of genetic affinity for as a gay man. It is, after all, the music of my people. That is decidedly not the case with the White Stripes, the Faint, or Grand Theft Auto, noisy rock bands that we've been listening to lately, groups that leave me longing for the days when Björk, the Icelandic lunatic, was the most offensive thing I had to listen to in the car. Terry isn't all that into the White Stripes, the Faint, or Grand Theft Auto.